Dimitri Matheny, the flugelhorn player from his Jazz Noir album, playing a beautiful song called Estate by Bruno Martino and Bruno Brighetti. That's what you call an Italian bossa nova. Estate, summer, with Dimitri Matheny on flugelhorn. The tenor saxophonist was Charles McNeil. Matt Clark was on piano. John Watala on bass. Nikita Tana on drums. That must have been recorded in the Bay Area. Dimitri Matheny, he'll be making some appearances around the Seattle area, playing in Seattle, Bellingham, Anacortes, and Bainbridge Island in the early part of September, the second week of September, I believe that is, for Dimitri Matheny. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. A variety of things today, including several new releases and a few surprises among them. And some comments about the upcoming week and the local jazz scene. Next up, we're going to be listening to a tune from a new album titled Nocturnal by Bren Plummer, the bass player. And this is especially welcome because it gives us a chance to listen at length to wonderful pianist who's under-recorded. John Hansen is at the piano here with Bren Plummer on bass and Reed Whitwell on drums. And they're doing a beautiful tune from the album Nocturnal by Bren Plummer. This is Bill Evans' Turn Out the Stars. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's the late Floyd Standifer, on tenor saxophone here, leading a quartet with Bob Hammer on piano, Chris Clark on bass, and Ken French on drums, and the old standard Robin's Nest by Illinois Jacquette and Sir Charles Thompson, recorded in 2004. From the album Scotch and Soda, Floyd Standifer on tenor sax, with the so-called Pampas Quartet at the time, played in the Pampas Room underneath El Gaucho in Belltown. Before that, Bren Plummer on bass was heard there with John Hansen on piano, Reed Whitwell on drums, Bill Evans' great tune, Turn Out the Stars. This is Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with the local jazz scene around the Puget Sound area. We have some music next by a New York-based group, but includes significant contributions from a Seattle pianist. I'm speaking of Jane Ira Bloom, the wonderful soprano saxophonist who has the sweetest tone on the instrument I've ever heard. The pianist is Dawn Clement, well known for her activity around the Seattle area and also teaching at Cornish College of the Arts. The rest of the group is Mark Elias on bass and Bobby Previtt on drums. And this is from a brand new album, a two-disc set called Wild Lines, improvising Emily Dickinson. One disc is purely instrumental. The other one includes music and poetry, read by Deborah Rush. Here's a piece from the music side, and it's an original composition, As Are They Are, All Are Here, by Jane Ira Bloom, with Dawn Clement at the piano. This is called Alone and In a Circumstance. Thank you. Nathan Breedlove, the trumpet player, with the new trio from an album called Captain of the Light Brigade. The new trio's Nathan Breedlove on trumpet, Phil Sparks on bass, and Brian Kirk on drums. I've seen this group performing at the Latona, 65th and Latona. Great little spot for music. Every Friday afternoon, Phil Sparks brings in a couple of other musicians to make up a new Phil Sparks trio every Friday. Nathan Breedlove featured on trumpet there in a Curtis Lundy tune titled Orange Blossom from the album The New Trio, Captain of the Light Brigade. Before that, another brand new one from Jane Ira Bloom, wonderful soprano saxophonist, active on the New York jazz scene. And she was heard here with Seattle pianist Dawn Clement, who's a regular member of Jane Ira Bloom's group, with Mark Elias on bass and Bobby Previtt on drums. Great group, and original music by Jane Ira Bloom, Alone and in a Circumstance, from this new 2-CD set, Wild Lines, improvising Emily Dickinson. The second disc is with poetry spoken by Deborah Rush. 88.5 KNKX connects you to Jazz Northwest and live music around the area. Dave Peck coming up next. Dave at the piano with Jeff Johnson on bass and Joe LaBarbera on drums in a recording that was made almost exactly 10 years ago, live at Jazz Alley. Dave Peck at the piano and the Irving Berlin song They Say It's Wonderful. Jared Hall, the trumpet player, recorded in Florida before he moved to this area. Troy Roberts on tenor sax. Tal Cohen was the pianist, with Josh Allen on bass and Kyle Swan on drums. And that tune, an original by Jared Hall titled Tones for Jones. Not to be confused with the tune Tones for Jones Bones, which was by Chick Corea. This an original by Jared Hall from his new album, Hallways. And before that, the Dave Peck Trio with Jeff Johnson on bass, Joe LaBarbera on drums, and Dave at the piano playing the Irving Berlin song They Say It's Wonderful, recorded at Jazz Alley 10 years ago, included in the album Modern Romance. By the way, the Dave Peck Trio was scheduled to play next weekend at Tula's. That gig has been canceled due to illness. In its place, Bill Anschel at the piano with Rich Cole on saxes, Jeff Johnson on bass, and John Bishop on drums will be playing next weekend. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with Jazz Northwest. Coming up in live jazz around the area, David Marriott's Triskaidekka Band plays at Tula's on Tuesday night. On Thursday night, Maceo Parker opens a run at Demetrio's Jazz Alley. Larry Barlow Band will be playing at Tula's on Thursday night. And there's a Thursday noon series presented by Cornish at Amazon, John A. Kendrick Quartet at noon on Thursday. And tonight, as about every Sunday evening at Tula's, Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra is going to be performing, and we'll close out today with a tune from the Jim Cutler Orchestra, Gimme Some Sugar, Baby. And this is a piece called Thumper, written by Jim Cutler, opening here with some piano work by Greg Robinson. Thank you. a tune titled Thumper, composed by Jim Cutler and played by the Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra. Greg Robinson was the pianist, Al Keith soloed on trumpet, Phil Demaray on bass, and Paul Gillespie on tenor saxophone. The soloist from the album Gimme Some Sugar, Baby, the Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra, plays every Sunday night at Tula's in Seattle starting at 7:30. And that's it for today. I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you've enjoyed our music. If you tuned in late, you can always pick up on the podcast, which is available at jazznw.org. You'll find a complete listing of all our recent shows there. Join us again next week when we'll have another broadcast from Jazzport Townsend, a club gig with Sean Jones on trumpet, Tia Fuller on alto sax, John Hansen on piano, John Hamer on bass, and Matt Wilson at the drums, recorded at the Old Whiskey Mill in Port Townsend. Next week here on Jazz Northwest. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.